problematic regulations inside codes basically has to deal with, you know, things that deal with the message on the sign. A lot of both state and local regulations deal with political signs. So specific regulations requiring their removal based on, you know, their content in that they're defined as a political campaign sign. Event signs as well, you know, dealing, you know, the town of Gilbert was dealing with a church that met in public places like schools. And so that specifically an event, a religious event. So the town had to overcome a lot of First Amendment issues, honestly. And it wasn't a very good sign code, as even the dissent recognized. It wasn't the best case to make the Supreme Court. Government speech as well. We'll talk some about that in our cases that we go over here. Favoring the government can be a big issue. Favoring commercial over non-commercial. There's special regulations that allow you to still probably allow you to regulate commercial more than non-commercial, but favoring them is going to be a problem because non-commercial do not have that same commercial speech doctrine. And just some places that I've worked on recently that I do think there's going to be some pushback and regulations. That's dealing with home-based businesses. That can be very relevant nowadays with the COVID crisis. And historic district signs. So you have regulations that talk about, and you have to read the sign in order to do that. You might take a look at those and see if you think they need to be reworked. We still have compelling or even significant interest if it falls in that category. Traditionally, traffic regulations and aesthetics have been the big two with signs. And then things that are required by health and safety and by state law. And commercial sign regulations. So these are areas that you can still possibly, probably regulate in. And this commercial speech is obviously a big deal for, you know, development and other issues. Again, Reed doesn't mention Central Hudson. The courts almost unanimously have not seen Reed as modifying the Central Hudson commercial speech doctrine, which we'll look at in just a sec. But there has been some pushback in the circuit courts, as this case shows, you know, basically saying what just logically, it seems like Reed should affect the commercial speech doctrine. And I mean, Reed itself may be looked at in the coming years and modified by the Supreme Court. A lot of people do think that that may occur, but it's been 5 years. So we do have to deal with Reed as it is. Dealing with signs, especially commercial signs, you go back to the Metro Media case, 1981, the Supreme Court, and there is the Central Hudson test, which is a little bit different than the regular intermediate scrutiny test, but, you know, not that different, honestly. It's got a 4-point versus a 3-point test, but again, it upheld these twin reasonings of aesthetics and traffic concerns as a substantial government interest. And again, talking about billboards in particular, Metro Media, but also just basically commercial speech. Cities and localities are allowed to ban off-premise commercial ads and then just allow on-premise. And you'll see how that has played out continuing. I'm going to talk specifically about electronic signs because I've written about this subject and it is kind of the most, significant area, basically, of new signs. They're very lucrative. 10,000 billboards that are estimated to be up and now in operation. The regulations here for electronic signs, a lot of it has to do with people looking up and crashing. That is still kind of a disputed reasoning, but certainly, you know, it's kind of common sense that that could be an issue. And also, you know, some people, myself included, think some electronic signs looks kind of cool. But I mean, certainly they do, add some light that may not be the best for where they are. So most regulations that we've seen fall in the physical characteristics and location. And again, all this is based upon the intermediate scrutiny. If read doesn't cross that line. With electronic signs, we are, as well as regular signs, we can usually regulate the size still. In electronic, we're talking about, you know, the height and the number, how high it is on this ground monument. And of course, the visibility is a huge thing about, you know, just how it looks, the pixels, how bold the graphics are. And here, you know, how it moves, when it changes, the intensity, that is measured in these things called foot candles or nits. Very interesting terms. Foot candle sounds like, you know, it's we're talking about old England, but it is a real term. So, and everything about, you know, if the equipment goes out, what happens when the sign freezes or malfunctions start blinking? So something. That, you know, especially with a traffic safety needs to be monitored. So again, these are possible location regulations, banning from your residential historical districts and other scenic byways,